summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Joe. China's industrial profits grew strongly by almost 10% in October, and this was coming from the sharp rebound in the resource space. But do you see this as a small hope for stronger growth in China?
Well, it's a good news. Earnings growth is picking up a little bit. I think it's emblematic of the fiscal and monetary stimulus the government's been providing all year. So it's a positive sign. But as you know, there's a lot of non-performing debt there. Banks are on shaky ground, so to speak, when it comes to non-performing loans and lending. But yeah, this is a positive sign. China is going to grow by 6-7% this year. That's the good news.
So your 6-7%, that's, I think, higher than some estimates that are going for 5-6%.
No, I think China will show the world that, you know, being very proactive, fiscal and monetary stimulus, I want to emphasize that both, that they show the world that they can grow again this year. The question is, you know, what kind of growth? It's the quality of growth that's becoming more suspect in China. That's the key issue.
Now, also, Hong Kong and Shenzhen will link their stock markets on December the 5th. Will this, do you think, boost the market over there? And will you, as a foreign investor, participate in this?
I think maybe in time it will help bring in more liquidity from overseas and beyond the region. It's not going to happen overnight. So I do think in time, and you know, anytime you can deepen and broaden foreign participation, that's good for any stock market. So but it won't happen overnight. It's going to happen over time.
Did you do anything with the Shanghai-Hong Kong link?
No, we don't. We like some of these big real estate companies in Hong Kong, some banks, but you know, we like any market that provides more liquidity and depth and sophistication, and that's what you're seeing in Hong Kong and China in general. So that's a good thing.
Now, moving to the U.S., of course, we saw the Black Friday and Cyber Monday pass, and online stores have sharply outperformed the brick-and-mortar stores. What are your views right now on how that debate between Walmart and Amazon, obviously you're favoring the online providers, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just kind of the new shopper, particularly the millennials. They want to buy online. I think that's going to continue. The service is good. But here's the thing. A lot of people go to the brick-and-mortar sites first, look around, then they just order it online. It comes 2 days later. So if they're not in a hurry, they could be in the store themselves and then just not wait in line and get what they want. So I think that's going to continue. You're going to see greater online participation when it comes to retail.
And we saw that also mobile-related sales shot up tremendously. Are there opportunities for a telco play here?
There could be, but I think it's going to be more kind of in bricks and mortars, like it's the Walmart, the Amazons, you know, who wins and who doesn't. So, I mean, I think that's going to continue. So we'll see how that plays out. For telecom, not to be determined.
Thanks so much. And that was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist with U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!